Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ted Gunderson, special agent in charge, Los Angeles, California, with 700 agents under him when he retired. Then he got into private security practice and investigations and found out, well, there's a whole other world out there from what he'd been dealing with, bank robberies and things like that. And he joins us now for the full third hour. We appreciate him coming on. I want him to get into government-sponsored terror and any other facets or areas that he wants to discuss. But again, I'm always honored to have a chance to speak with him. Ted, you were continuing with reading the actual final report by Customs on how they were ordered to shut down and turn over this whole warehouse of child kidnapping operations in D.C. And just shut the investigation down. And now it's just commonplace knowledge. It's all over the news that there was 1.2 million, this was in 2002, the last numbers I saw, women and children kidnapped out of Central Europe alone. We know a lot of children taken by CPS just disappear. That's mainstream news. But then it's a footnote where they're found, and that's with their hearts cut out or their heads chopped off in Europe or, you know, in the outback of Australia or here in the U.S., and they're flying them out of the country, or they're doing all manner. How many of these people are in our society from your studies, Ted Gunderson, and you know, how big really is it from your 27 years of research?
Alex, it's mind-boggling. In addition to the Franklin cover-up, by the way. Well, by the way, before I leave the Franklin cover-up, let me just mention this. That John DeCamp lived in Lincoln, Nebraska, a town of 200,000, and a car rolled into his house and into his yard one day in front of his child, and the little dog was there. They ran over the dog back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and the driver of the car said to the little girl, "If your dad doesn't back off, this is what's going to happen to you. Tell your dad that." John had to move 35 miles south of there to a small town, Claytonia, 296 people, by the way. And so John had to do that in order to, you know, to protect his family. Now, I lived two blocks from John, I might mention, because I was being poisoned a year ago last May and April and May, and I knew it. They were pumping poison into my condominium in Las Vegas. And John said, "You better come on out here." So I moved out there, too. So I'm living in Claytonia, Nebraska, too.
I remember whenever you went to the hospital, yeah.
And I had arsenic and cyanide in me. I was suspicious, and I took blood tests. And I documented. You know, and like you, Alex, any good investigator is going to document. You can't just shoot off the top of your head without the documentation. So I took the blood test, and I had arsenic and cyanide in me. I went on a crash vitamin program, and fortunately my system's been cleaned up. But anyway,
how were they poisoning you? I mean, did you find out how they were doing it?
Oh yeah, I figured out how they were doing it. I lived in a condominium in Las Vegas, Nevada, and they were pumping poison in through the wall next door. Somebody had come in. I never did see anybody ever live next door, but I think they came in the middle of the night, and they're pumping it through the walls, and I could smell it. It was a real sweet smell, and then I started losing my memory. I'd sit at my desk, I'd say, "What did I think? What am I doing? What am I supposed to do next?" You know, that sort of thing. And I realized that something was happening to me, so I immediately went down, took the blood test, urinalysis test, and all that, and I documented it. And I said to myself, "I got to get out of here." So within 2 weeks, I left Las Vegas. John said, "Come on back," and he rented a place to me, in Claytonia, Nebraska. I live two blocks from
there. Man, that's unbelievable, Ted. So you've been through hell.
Well, I've been through it. Not only that, Alex, back in the early 80s, when I first became involved in these issues, I had three occasions when gunmen were waiting for me. And then I had the FBI investigating me. Under my Freedom of Information Act, I obtained a documentation that they had three investigations going on me. That didn't work because they're trying to prosecute me. And then they put a girl on me and tried to set me up on a drug deal, Pam Fawcett. Do I hear music?
Yeah, we're going to come right back. Stay there.
Okay.
It's amazing. Yeah, that's why I don't get let a lot of people get around me, because other people try stuff on me, too. It's not fun. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Unbelievable. And we're going to get into government-sponsored terror with Ted Gunderson as well.
It's here.
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to be honest with you. He sounded credible. I had a lot of news articles backing up his claims. But when I interviewed this guy like 12 years ago, in fact, Ted was one of the very first interviews I ever did when I first got on radio. I, frankly, in the back of my mind, I just couldn't bring myself to believe it. And now I believe it. No, it's much worse than even what he's discovered. And that's what's, I mean, I can take it calmly and deal with it, but it still is freaky to know that there are psychopathic demons, just like the big serial killer they just caught up in Missouri who'd been the big public official all those years. And, you know, he loved to torture people and all that. He acts so friendly, so charming, so nice. They're all around you, folks, in positions of power. And it's their guild. It's their little secret club. It's their big joke. And, I mean, I remember Ted Gunderson saying they bring in male prostitutes. They run whores out of the White House and out of Bohemian Grove. And they're doing all this. And now it's, you know, been in the front page of papers. Top gay porn star services moguls at Bohemian Grove. New York Post. It's been, you know, in the newspapers that Jeff Gannon, this male madam, is going in and out of the White House. And, you know, whoever he really is. And that there's hundreds of visits after midnight. And, I mean, you can't make this type of stuff up. This is going on now. And it's everything that Ted Gunderson would say for all those years. Ted getting into the male prostitutes, and from my research, and this is just an estimation, it does seem like Democrats like women, underage and of age, and that Republicans, it seems like to join their club, it's homosexual. Is that what you found? And I mean, of course, that's a generality, but I mean, more so, is that the pattern you've seen?
Well, yeah, of course, there's a lot of good Democrats, a lot of good Republicans, a lot of good FBI agents and all that sort of thing. But this covert operation, the Republicans in the covert operation, the secret societies, which is satanic, of course, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call it, they go for the boys. They go for the little boys, and they call them toys, T-O-Y-S. And the covert operation with the Democrats, you're right, does seem to go toward the female aspect of it. By the way, I might mention, Alex, that John DeCamp had a $1 million judgment against Larry King because of the Franklin cover-up case, and he's standing on a street corner in Lincoln, Nebraska, and a stranger walks up to him and says, if you ever collect that money, you won't live to spend it. So that's when John, and of course that was a combination of that plus running over his dog and everything, that he went down to Claytonia, Nebraska. But you asked me how many there are. I have a number of sources, confidential sources around the country that I'm in contact with. I can't talk to them on the telephone because all our phones are tapped. And I have documentation of that. As a matter of fact, I have sued GTE in Los Angeles and collected an out-of-court settlement for tapping my telephone back in the late 1980s. But my sources tell me that there's at least 4.5 million practicing Satanists in America. Now, here's where I reached, how I deducted that figure. In Manhattan Beach, California, which was where the McMartin preschool was, and the kids talked about, you know, adults in robes without clothes under and chanting and cutting up brown babies. We think they were Mexican babies. And obvious satanic ceremonies. In the Manhattan Beach, California area, about 200,000 people. And my informant tells me there's about 3,000 in that area. Lincoln, Nebraska, 200,000. Another informant tells me about 3,000 in Lincoln, Nebraska area. By the way, you folks need to buy the Franklin cover-up book. That really documents what we're talking about here today. And that's available on my website, by the way.
Absolutely. People should go directly there and get it. You know, that's a book we ought to carry. I don't know why we're not.
Yeah,
TedGunderson.com, yes.
Yeah, you should, Alex.
In fact, there's a second edition out right now.
Well, it's the fourth or fifth edition.
Okay, well, it's whatever the newest edition, yeah.
He sold like 180,000 copies of it. And the mainstream bookstores, they start carrying it first. Now they won't carry it because it's so devastating. Anyway, my third source, Iowa City, Iowa, said that's a town of about 100,000. And that source says there's about 1,500. So you can project those figures, the 3,000, 3,000.
Yeah, take those microcosms and then multiplex it across, you get your number.
Beg your pardon?
I mean, take those sources from different cities, then basically estimate for. Well, you go ahead and tell folks how you did it.
Yeah, that's right. That you arrive at the figure about 4.5 million people across the country who are practicing Satanists. And how many do they sacrifice? You know, they have human sacrifices. They sacrifice between 50,000 and 60,000 Americans every year in this country, and that's from three different sources.
Now, by the way, I'd always heard this about that big abortionist there in Kansas, the other one in Missouri, that they were eating babies and doing all this weird stuff. Now that came out in the mainstream news, and the guy just said, oh, I was just joking around eating them. And then he considered each one a sacrifice. So there's also that going on.
Oh, absolutely. That's part of the ceremony. And you know, this is going on right under our noses. The FBI refuses to investigate it. And I personally feel that our intelligence community and our government in Washington, D.C. has been infiltrated by the Illuminati at the highest level. Now, I don't want to say that there's one behind every mailbox, but there's the people in a position of authority are definitely involved in some of these covert activities. There's no question about it.
Now I want to bring up some other issues here because I live in Texas, so I've been hearing about this ever since I was a child. I remember reading Texas Monthly when I was like 15 years old. I remember seeing it in the newspapers when they found at one ranch by Boquillas across the Texas-Mexico border, over 100 bodies that had been sacrificed with their hearts cut out of adults, mainly U.S. college students and others. And then I remember they dug up over 200 bodies in the sand just across the U.S.-Mexico border. And this is in the news in El Paso. And then they dug up over 100 more bodies. This was in the news, but again, minor footnote. Matamoros down on the Texas Mexico border on the coast, and this I've just grown up seeing this in the paper, And they tell college kids, watch it, because they grab you and do this. But it's also Mexicans. And it's funny that you and the reason they got busted in down in Boquillas was because a guy escaped who they were cutting up and killing. And also, they couldn't make him cry and beg and have fear, so they freaked out and left him and kind of let him go. And the guy went nuts. He was sacrificing him and freaked out and was screaming out to Satan. And that's just the mainline drug dealers down there into human sacrifice. So can you imagine if there's... How many is that? That's 400 dead bodies, hearts chopped out, just found on the Texas-Mexico border. How big is this, Ted?
Oh, it's huge. It's mind-boggling. By the way, I have some satanic ceremonies that are available, and they're pretty gruesome, and I don't recommend that you allow your children to watch them, but they're actually pictures, and they were given to me by one of my informants, two of my informants, actually. So, I had the documentation on it, and I was just...
Describe the rituals for us.
Well, what they do is, first of all, they dope the victim, dope them up. First of all, they kidnap them, of course, and then they immediately dope them up so they can control them completely. And then when it comes time to sacrifice them, they put them on what they call the altar. And then they have a certain way that they cut them up, like they go at the top and they go on down and they cut across through their stomach and so forth. And then what they do is they take the liver out of the individual and they pass it around, or body parts, they pass it around to the whole group, and it's a ceremony of 13, usually 13 people. And they all take a bite out of the raw liver. And then in addition, they drink the blood, they drain the blood from the victim. And they drink it out of a chalice. They pass it around, and that's, you know. And then they do the Hail Satan and all that sort of thing, and that's it. And then of course they dispose of the body. They have so many ways of disposing of the body. It's unbelievable. One of the ways of disposing of the body is put it in acid, put it in a big vase of acid. Another one, of course, is they bury them, and sometimes and they chop them up, take them out in the middle of the ocean someplace, and dump their body parts, and it's sickening what's happening to these people. And these are victims. Now, I recently ran across a case of John Van Hoot, Van Meter is his name. He was a Wisconsin woodsman. He was in Sonoma County, Alex, where you were, this Bohemian Grove. He's a woodsman, so he went out in the woods on October 31st of 2004. And he noticed a caravan of 5 and 6 cars and about 20 or 30 people coming in. And he saw a woman in the nude.
Now, this is on Samhain or Samhain.
Beg your pardon?
Samhain, the high holy day.
Right. This is Halloween, right. And so he saw this caravan come. He saw this woman who was in the nude. And he realized it was a satanic ceremony. They spotted him, and they started shooting at him, and he got his gun out, and he shot back. He killed 4 of them, according to him. And he chased the leader into the woods. They had a running battle, and the leader from a distance said to him, I have a get-out-of-jail-free. We have the police and the FBI in our hip pocket in this area. And if you do anything to me, you're going to live in a 10-by-10 cell the rest of your life, and so on and so forth. And he was shot himself with the shotgun pellets and also with 3 different 9-millimeter weapons. And... anyway, in the meantime, the girl was able to escape, and she jumped in a car, had keys in it, and took off, abandoned the car in Oakland, and called her brother. Her brother came, picked her up, and so on and so forth. Anyway, so he reports it to the police, and they wait 3 days to go out to the site, and he finds out through their police report. And then they say that this never happened, even though he was shot 3 times by different 9-millimeter weapons. And they file charges.
Ted, stay there, but I never told this story. I'll just tell it before we even go to break. When we get back from break, I'll tell it about when I went back out to Bohemian Grove in 2003 and all the weird things that happened there. Some of it I've told, some of it I haven't. But we actually got shot at. And that's the kind of thing you don't talk about. But it wasn't the Bohemian Grove shooting at me, folks. Since Ted told that story, I'll just tell this one. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. And we shall return on the other side. And I want to shift gears and get some into government-sponsored terror and take some of your phone calls for Ted Gunderson on government-sponsored terror or on the satanic elite, those two subjects. I want to talk about those. We'll be right back.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ted Anderson from Midas. August 9th, 2007, gold 660 50. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 681.87, 336.45 for half, 168.23 for quarter. That's 681.87, 336.45, and 168.23. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University with the sleight of hand and incremental implementation Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
The elite are predators. It's that simple. They have a religion of predator behavior.
Come folks are born, make the way to fly.
And they just think it's their right to kill us and feed on us, and just like the ancient Greeks would go out and grab a young helot and sacrifice him because it was from the lower class. I got news for the New World Order. I'm not your slave. And you're the ones that are going to end up being dog meat. I snuck in there in 2000. We were back there in 2003. I put little clips of that in the Order of Death film I put out a couple years ago. But there's not a lot of gas stations or restaurants around there. I mean, you'll drive for 20 miles before you see one. So we pulled over on the side of the road. Myself and Kevin Booth, and I needed to urinate. and there's nobody around. There's like some shack 100 yards up in the woods, and I'm just up against a tree doing my business. All of a sudden, boom, somebody shoots a shotgun, and it hits in the leaves right above me. I saw them flicker, saw holes appear, and I run over to the car window. I go, somebody's shooting me. He goes, no, they're not. And he steps out, and he goes, boom, again. We hear pellets, but by then they'd gotten weak, bounce off the car. And I mean, that's how nuts. You think there's hillbillies in Texas or West Virginia or the Carolinas, folks. The hillbillies are in Northern California, but just a little side story. Ted, please continue. We're going to play the Cynthia McKinney clip here in just a minute.
Well, anyway, so the girl fortunately was rescued by jumping in a car. And anyway, so the John, by the way, he called me 6-8 months ago because of my name and reputation, wanted some advice on this. And so John chased this, the leader down and ended up shooting him. And he took a business card out from his hip pocket after he was dead. And he called us the next day, and a woman, female, answered Federal Bureau of Investigation. It was a 202 number, which is Washington, D.C., by the way. And then the day after that, and then she hung up when he didn't apparently give the right code word. And then the day after that, he called again, and that phone number had been disconnected. So the police in Sonoma filed charges against him for filing a false report. He ended up, instead of going to jury trial or leaving it up to the judge because he's afraid of corruption and so forth, getting 20 years, his attorney said, you better just say nolo contendere and pay a $10,000 fine and get the hell out of there. Pardon me for saying that. And then that wasn't the end of the story. A year and a half later, this last summer, 2006, and he's in the woods in Wisconsin, and two guys come after him there, and he has a shootout with them. He gets hit also like 3 or 4 times with two different weapons. And these guys get in the car and take off and so forth. So, the girl, by the way, that escaped, one of the female Satanists, obviously Satanists, whispered in her ear, I'm gonna drink your blood. That's what she told, John, of course. Now, John's, been charged with filing false, report in Wisconsin also, and his trial's coming up in November, and I told him I'd go testify for him. But that's what's going on. It just so happens that John ran into that, the situation, and even though he was shot with different caliber weapons, the authorities are covering it up, obviously, and refuse to recognize that this takes place.
Well, at the same time, all I know is that the locals criticized us for sneaking in there, the, quote, local hippie groups that protest against him. Against the Bohemian Grove for politics, they said there's nothing occultic, we're dumb, we're bad, and then we went out there in 2002, and guess what we caught on video? Well, it's in the Order of Death. They're out there with a literal witch's pot, hundreds of them marching in circles, firing spells in there, doing all this. This is the very group that didn't want us to talk about the occult, and then I talked to some police and others out there, and they said, oh yeah, man, there's dead animals, pentagrams in all the woods, that supposedly, that area is the biggest concentration in the country of a cultist.
Well, I believe it. I believe it. But you see, these people have infiltrated every level of society. I have people who write me letters all the time and identify the leading cultists and Satanists in their community. Usually these letters are anonymous, so I can't go back on and interview them. And they have identified judges, law enforcement, prosecutors, leading businessmen, a big Ford dealer in Orange County. And the list just reads, and politicians, of course.
You know, for some reason I have this gap in my brain. What's the name of the big serial killer up in Kansas and Missouri area who was a big local official? What's his name?
The BT killer. Huh?
The BT killer, is it?
Yeah, well, you're talking about Kansas, yes.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that was Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah, I was just reading about his case the other day, and I couldn't remember the name, but it was just like how satanic he was and how many people he killed but how he fooled everybody.
Yeah, he was, the initials were kidnap, torture, and murder. He beat TKM or something like that. That's why they called him that, right. And unfortunately they got him. But
do you think he was part of this group?
Oh, I don't think there's any question about it. And his school shootings are part of this group too, Alex.
All right. Well, stay there. That's why they want our guns so bad, folks. Just, you can't give them up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever heard of the Genocide Convention Treaty to the United Nations? Did you know that it's a direct assault upon your freedom of religion? Did you know that if you mention perverted sex acts as being wrong according to the Bible, you could be arrested and tried for causing mental harm to others? It's already law in Canada, Australia, Britain, and Sweden, where Christians are being tried and deprived of freedom of speech. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free order line number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to receive your call.
We're going to play this clip from Cindy McKinney bringing up the giant child kidnapping and adult kidnapping rings. And Rumsfeld says, yeah, well, we usually put them in the penalty box. She says, yeah, but you haven't put them in the penalty box, which they haven't. It's admitted this is going on. They don't even get in trouble. And then, of course, even worse stuff came out later. Then we're going to get a little bit into government-sponsored terror, and then I promise Dave, Mel, Lee, Kenny, and others that are patiently holding. Before we do that, we have a great sponsor, and that's the folks over at eFoods Direct, the J. Michael Stevens Group, eFoodsDirect.com, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Grab a pen and paper if you missed that. They are the longest continual operating affordable food and survival company in the United States, 26, coming up on 27 years. They have the highest quality storable foods at the best prices we've found. I've ordered food from them twice. I'm about to get even more. They just sent in this new two-month supply for one person in two medium-sized boxes. Fits great in your trunk. The food is of the highest quality, and it is about double the calories you need with each meal, so it's good meals. And it's just give them a call and get prepared. This is an investment you can always eat, whether there's a hurricane or a tornado or a recession or a depression or, you know, your kids are going to college. I mean, it's just something. Everybody needs this two-month supply. Everyone should have this. 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. If you go to PrisonPlanet.com, on the right-hand side, you can also find their banner. It's right up on the top of InfoWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com is the banner to eFoods Direct if you miss it. Also, as you know, I've made 16 films now. I mean, Terror Storm was the 15th. I redid Terror Storm, updated it, new video, new audio, 17 minutes of totally new film. Plus, the whole thing's been remastered. It's really a new film. You can get it as low as $9.95 when you get it with America Freedom to Fascism, or 9/11 Mysteries Demolitions, or Riddles in Stone, or any of the other books or videos that we carry by other great researchers at Infowars.com, or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. You can, again, that number, 888-253-3139. I always get accused of giving it out too fast. You can also write to us. This is not our physical office, folks. I've had a Dropbox mailbox in there for 15 years, or 12, it's 14 years. So people keep showing up over at this office. This is not my physical office. I can't have everybody at my physical office. I couldn't get work done. People keep showing up at the other one, and it's annoying, and I'm probably going to have to just go to a pure P.O. box because of it. You can write to us at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And I do hope that you will get the books and videos. There's also PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. 15 cents a day at PrisonPlanet.tv. And you can download all my films to disc, you name it. It is a great place to engage in the info war, a great place to burn the films or the TV shows or the in-studio interviews or my book or Paul Watson's book to disc and give it to people, PrisonPlanet.tv. And I do want to thank all of you that have supported us. I want to thank those of you that we really haven't asked, but you've done it. We've just been sent donations that really help us expand and get better cameras and have better computers and pay our people better. And so thank you so much for all the support, buying the books, the videos, and just the flat-out donations. All of it makes what we do here possible. And don't forget to support our guests as well, Ted Gunderson, by getting some of the fine books and videos they have to offer there at tedgunderson.com. Ted, we got to move quick now, but I want to play the Cynthia McKinney clip. But just in a nutshell, 2 or 3 minutes, government-sponsored terror, Oklahoma City, 9/11, 7/7. Can you speak to government-sponsored terrorism?
Of course. You want me to do that right now?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. I have documentation that on March the 20th, 2001, that FBI agent Keith Kutry of the Williamsport, Pennsylvania Resident Agency was furnished the identification of an individual in New Jersey, Paterson, New Jersey, as a matter of fact, who was coordinating forthcoming terrorist attacks in the United States. They had information on the movement of Soviet-made fired missiles in the United States, coordinating skyjackings, bombings, espionage, knew the identity of sleepers, and so on and so forth. My source, an ex-CIA agent, also told me that he gave this information not only to the FBI, but also he told them that he had a source inside the Arab world who was preparing false IDs for 4,500 terrorists, and the FBI could grab a hold of this individual and get this information. They had an opportunity to do this. They didn't bother to interview him until after 9/11, and then they threatened him with prosecution and deported him. So I'm telling you right now that the FBI not only knew in advance about the 9/11, but they were furnished the information that they could have developed with a little bit of legwork, and they could have exposed and probably prevented 9/11 from occurring. My source says he is sure that if the FBI had moved on this at the time, March 20, 2001, 6 months prior to 9/11, that 9/11 would never have occurred. Instead, on 2 days after 9/11, September 13, 2001, Agent Kutcher came back to my source, my ex-CIA agent buddy, and said that he was seeking publicity, want to know why he's bothering the FBI, wasting his time, anti-FBI, anti-government, so on and so forth. So I'm telling you right now, there's no question about the FBI knew in advance of 9/11, and they could have prevented, and they did not.
Well, a bunch of agents were told to back off. I mean, that's been mainstream news.
That's right, and there were two Chicago agents, his name was Wright and Vincent, who were told that they could not continue their criminal investigation of Osama bin Laden. And they sat across the table from a supervisor from Washington, D.C., who yelled and screamed at them, do not, under any circumstances, investigate this man. This was prior to 9/11.
Well, that was the special directive that Bush put out. Clinton had also issued the same directive, W199I, and they told him in Phoenix. They told them in Las Vegas. They told them in Dallas. They told them in Oklahoma. They told them in Minneapolis, St. Paul. They told them in Chicago. They told them in San Diego. They told them in Miami. They told them in New York. Leave these people alone. And those, of course, were just the drones, the front people, the legends, the people creating the histories with all of that. But, yeah, I mean, everything you just said is on record. You just added more to that picture now. And it is, and in fact, I talked to Wright off air. I talked to his lawyer, Shippers. And when he went on the National Press Club, he started crying, and he said, here's the letter. I'll be arrested if I tell you what I know. He said, all I can tell you is the Bushes vacation with the Bin Ladens. Now, come on, police. What do you think about the average cop out there listening right now? I mean, do you think cops are waking up to this now, Ted, or do you think they just still believe the government's run by a bunch of saints?
Well, I don't think the police are waking up to it. I think some are, but the ones that are waking up to it, like, for example, I have a source who has contacts inside the Philadelphia Police Department, and his source inside the Philadelphia Police Department says, we don't dare talk about this because we don't know when we talk to the individual whose side he's on or she's on, you know. So it's questionable as to the extent of the knowledge that is being passed around among the law enforcement officers. Now, as far as the FBI agents are concerned, I know they're not awake. They're not. Even the retired agents think I'm a traitor to them. I've been kicked out of the Society of Former Special Agents of the FBI. I've been chastised. I've been accused of being a turncoat, everything you can imagine. I filed a Freedom of Information request in 1995. I still haven't received any information on it. I'm very pessimistic about these people because of mainstream media. Mainstream media controls the information. These guys don't look any further than beyond their nose. These retired FBI agents, instead of doing what I'm doing, doing their research, finding out what's going on, caring for their country, are out playing golf. So
no, I hear you. Well, let's play a clip right here. This is from 2.5 years ago. They went after her after this, but Rumsfeld doesn't deny that this is going on. He just says that they're in the penalty box concerning DynCorp and others involved in all this stuff. Here is the Armed Services Committee hearing.
Mr. Secretary, I watched President Bush deliver a moving speech at the United Nations in September 2003, in which he mentioned the crisis of the sex trade. The president called for the punishment of those involved in this horrible business. But at the very moment of that speech, DynCorp was exposed for having been involved in the buying and selling of young women and children. While all of this was going on, DynCorp kept the Pentagon contract to administer the smallpox and anthrax vaccines and is now working on a plague vaccine through the Joint Vaccine Acquisition Program. Mr. Secretary, is it policy of the U.S. government to reward companies that traffic in women and little girls? That's my first question. My second question, Mr. Secretary, according to the Comptroller General of the United States, there are serious financial management problems at the Pentagon, to which Mr. Cooper alluded. Fiscal year 1999, $2.3 trillion missing. Fiscal year 2000, $1.1 trillion missing. And DOD is the number one reason why the government can't balance its checkbook. The Pentagon has claimed year after year that the reason it can't account for the money is because its computers don't communicate with each other. My second question, Mr. Secretary, is who has the contracts today to make those systems communicate with each other? How long have they had those contracts? And how much have the taxpayers paid for them? Finally, Mr. Secretary, after the last hearing, I thought that my office was promised a written response to my question regarding the four war games on September 11th. I have not yet received that response. But would like for you to respond to the questions that I've put to you today, and then I do expect the written response to my previous question, hopefully by the end of the week.
Thank you, Representative. The answer to your first question is no, absolutely not. The policy of the United States government is clear, unambiguous, and opposed to the activities that you described. The second question.
Well, how do you explain the fact that DynCorp and its successor companies have received and continue to receive government contracts?
I would have to go and find the facts, but there are laws and rules and regulations with respect to government contracts, and there are times that corporations do things they should not do, in which case they tend to be suspended for some period. There are times then that the under the laws and the rules and regulations for the that passed by the Congress and implemented by the executive branch, that corporations can get off of out of the penalty box, if you will, and be permitted to engage in contracts with the government. They're not generally not barred in perpetuity.
This company was never in the penalty box. If you could proceed to my second question.
Okay. All right. And it goes on and on. You can watch that video at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And it goes on and on. Then it came out last year, about a year and a half ago, Chicago Tribune and a few other publications, that DynCorp and Halliburton both do it. And they have, of course, it's been, you asked for papers, hundreds of foreign papers, BBC, Times of London, just everywhere. Millions of children, it said. I mean, just the numbers are just a stagger of the mind where they're all going. Mainly Israel, Saudi Arabia, and Asia, where they run these industries, these hell pits. Talk about we need to invade, folks. It's Saudi Arabia and Israel and places like that. But again, they run us, so it's the opposite, these hell demons. That they have lobbyists full-time to lobby that criminal charges not be put in place. A quick comment, Ted Gunderson. We're going to go to calls.
Well, this doesn't surprise me, Alex, because I know this has been going on, and I know that people in the government are aware of this. And I know that people in the government are covering it up. And it's a major, major catastrophe. It's a crisis. And we need to, somebody has to do something about it. I don't know who's going to take care of it, but it's being ignored, totally ignored across the board.
I mean, they like to rape and kill children, and they're going to do it right in front of us and even have it in the newspaper now.
That's right.
And, you know, I got a bunch of phone calls when I was first talking about this 3 years ago with the DynCorp. Well, I guess four or five now because it was in foreign press. And I'd get threats, lawyers, then people calling up saying, you're going to die. And I decided to talk about it every day. And,
well, you know, let me just go back a minute on missing children and the 91 person disappearing every hour. You know, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, they pass out these cards on the missing kids. And they've been in business for like 25, 26 years. And as of a year ago last fall, they used to put on the card the number of children they've located. And as of that time, they had located like 139 children in 25 years. And their budget is around $49 million a year. Now, I did a survey. I took these cards. I took 94 of them, all that I had available to me. And I charted the months that these kids were disappeared. And I found out that of the 94, 47 disappeared during the months of June, October, and December. June is the summer solstice. October is Halloween. And, of course, December is the winter solstice. Three major.
Well, you know that in criminology. I mean, I took a few courses in college, and you know, peon level, not even cop level training. And I know that the police know that during Halloween and other key occult holidays, that's when all the craziness goes on.
That's right. But it's there. I mean, the facts are there. The truth is there. And those are the three major holidays when they commit human sacrifices. The cults do, and this is going on across the country. And as of 1970, there were like 500 satanic cults in the New York City area alone. I don't have a recent figure on that. That was from one of my sources at that time. So,
run things, and they're just going to set up a police state and have open Satanism. And all I know is they're going to get a fight. I guarantee you, you scumbags, you're going to get a fight. Let's talk to Dave in California. Dave, thanks for holding. We'll go to Lee, Kenny, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Dave.
Good morning, my brothers. This is David Short from remote Northern California, of all places.
Well, David, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And it's nice to hear your conversation, Mr. Gunderson. God bless and protect you and your families, and that goes for you too, Alex.
Well, thank you. Do you have any points or anything on that?
Sure. Mr. Gunderson, what is the best and clearest evidence that exposes the highest level child-killing perverts, and does this go all the way to George Herbert Walker Bush?
Let me say this. The Franklin cover-up case goes right into the White House. Went right into the White House. There was one person who was prosecuted, Larry King, not Larry King Live, but a black man, high-ranking man in the Republican Party. Nobody else was prosecuted on that case. It was definitely exposed. It was documented, as I mentioned earlier in the show.
Well, even the Washington Times read the headline,
exactly.
Underage Call Boys. Go ahead.
That's right. I was going to say the Washington Times. It came out with headlines on this, not the mainstream media, but the Washington Times. Pretty mainstream media, I guess, in the D.C. area. And it says that they were running call boys on the Bush and the Reagan administration. And then we had Jeff Gannon, who was running a callboy operation, a homosexual callboy operation. He was suspect because he was asking soft questions at the presidential press conferences. And somebody did a little background on it and found out he had a homosexual website and was probably and could very well have been the young kid, Johnny Gosch, who was kidnapped back in 1982 and was obviously a mind control victim. And I know Noreen Gosch very well. In fact, she's got a book out called Why Johnny Can't Come Home. And, this goes right up to the White House. I hesitate to say George Bush, per se, is one of them because I don't have the proof documentation, but there's people in the White House are involved in this.
Just look at him. It looks like Ted Bundy. All right, thank you, David. Lee, Kenny, and a few others on the other side with Ted Gunderson right here on the GCN Radio Network.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
You're on the air with Ted Gunderson. Final segment. Then we'll go to Kenny here in a moment to be our tail gunner. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Ted, it's great to hear you vindicated from all those attacks you had here in 2003. I got a question. Since BBC has come out and identified Bush as a his grandfather as a Nazi working with the Nazis back in World War II, the Idaho Observer has identified the Bush family as the Scherfs, Zionists working with the, you know, the Nazi fascist regime, and they've got so many of them in the administration. Can you talk about just how dangerous it is for these people, the head of the commissars, KGB, and others, who murdered 66 million Christians in Russia, to be running the show again now?
Well, I think your comment speaks for itself, Lee. You see, as far as I'm concerned, and based on everything that I've been able to develop over the last 28 years, see, I became involved in these issues right as soon as I got out of the FBI in 1980 on the McDonald case. So I've been involved in this like 28, 29 years, and the beginning, as Alex said, people thought I was nuts. Well, now, you know, I'm being vindicated, but I've learned that there's not much difference between the KGB, the CIA, and the Mossad.
Well, at the top, they're all the same people.
That's my point. That's exactly my point, Alex. They're all involved. As far as I'm concerned, there's a big conspiracy. They're working together, and there's no secrecy between them. I attended a social function here not too long ago, and there were some Russians there, Russian immigrants. This is in Los Angeles. And this one woman there was a very attractive lady, the blonde, and she was talking to me about her father. Her father was head of a KGB chief in Moscow, had been for years, is now retired. He was about my age. I'm 78 years old. And she told me that her father came over here undercover operations in Washington, D.C. and in Los Angeles. He came to Los Angeles when I was head of the FBI there in 1978, 79. It's very prevalent.
By the way, Ted, you don't look like you're 78. Let's talk to Kenny in Wisconsin. Last caller. Go ahead, Kenny.
Thank you, Alex. Hi, Ted.
Hi, Kenny.
Symbolism, roadside symbolism. I won't get into a long oration on anything. I'm aware of a 6-6, a second 6 being forked. Let's go directly to, let's say, the color of a mailbox. Can you offer any insight into that?
Yeah, are you talking about red and black?
I'm talking about blue.
Blue? I don't have any knowledge on that.
Well, let's get into this. I mean, police admit that the hanging shoes off a line in many cases means there's a drug house or like a sweater hanging on a fire hydrant. Messages, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm talking about them. How do they communicate or let someone know that someone like them lives there? You know, on the Satanist, the cult side.
Well, I can't address that issue because I'm not sure that I know about that. But I do know this: if you look at the Republican logo, the elephant, look at the three stars. The point used to be at the top. Now it's been in, used to be at the top.
Yeah, they changed that. They changed that 6 years ago.
That's right.
Now thank you, Kenny. Call us. Coming back later this week, tomorrow or Sunday show, because I want to learn more about that. I mean, I know about it, but I want to get your take on it. And, yeah, notice all the stars, almost everything, have now been inverted. Ted Gunderson, tedgunderson.com, links up on Infowars.com. Thank you for spending an hour and a half with us today, sir.
Yeah, listen, also, Alex, I want to mention there's a Guatemalan CIA covert operation involving a cutout by the CIA, Carlton Kaufman, and we exposed them on our website, and they immediately went off the Internet.
Well, listen, I'm going to have you back up in the near future, okay?
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. There goes Ted Gunderson, ladies and gentlemen. All right, the show starts over right now at Infowars.com, retransmission, and you can also get the free podcast at Infowars.com. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.